Today's words of wisdom, the real self and the choice of the subconsciousness, will be presented in Cantonese, Mandarin and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu.
More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
香港由260个美丽的岛屿组成，这个地名源自香港岛上的石牌湾，翻译过来便是芳香的港口，灵感来自于在石牌湾交易的芳香木料和芬香。香港亦以演艺事业闻名于世，尤其是武术最令人称道，有几位荷里活家喻户晓的演员出身自香港电影圈，例如李小龙、周润发、成龙、杨紫琼、李连杰和张国荣。另外值得一提的就是世界上最高的摩天大楼，香港就有四座。由于很多真理追求者诚心的邀请，青海无上师曾多次造访香港，分享他的智慧与见解，让大众更开悟，更了解上帝的天国。2000年的爱海之旅，青海无上师再次接受求道者的诚挚邀请而来临香港。我们现在邀请你聆听这场睿智的开示，真我与下意识的选择。青海无上师在1992年2月19日港于香港。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
耶稣基督他成佛了没有？他是什么佛菩萨的化身？
他有成佛了，我认为他是耶稣基督的佛。嗯，基督就是 Christ 就是犹太文嘛，就指一位名士啊，指一位成道的人啊。像我们梵文叫 Buddha， 那我们翻译的中文叫佛陀。 Buddha 就是指成佛的人，那 Christ 在那个犹太就指成佛的人啊。啊，说像我们中文就叫名师嘛，那个印度他就 guru 嘛 ，guru 啊，一样啦。Christ 不是说佛啦，就是不同的语言而已。像你们说水啊，英文说 water， 两个一模一样，了解吗？啊，
请问师父，如何去分辨真的和假的灵性导师？
哦，这个很难哦。看你运气好不好。你回去问自己的智慧嘛，你回去静下来问得很好，问自己是不是诚信的找名师，问自己找名师的目的是什么，是不是要了脱生死的，是不是要事后痛苦的众生，是不是要找自己的最高雅的理想的，那你就知道哪位是你的名师。如果你诚信的话，一定碰到真的名师；如果你目的不单纯的话，碰到假了，别怪谁啊！听懂吗？一切唯心造啊！要求嘛，求佛菩萨帮忙，求里面自己上帝，让我们知道谁是名师。我们会感觉，我们会知道。如果我们没有福报可以看到他发光，或是看到他化身，或是看到他神奇的话，我们要求佛菩萨，要求上帝，我们会了解。
请问师父， 师父您的法门跟印度的瑜伽师修的是不是一样？
哪一个瑜伽啊？他们很多啊，瑜伽有很多种啊，昆达里尼瑜伽、阿达瑜伽，然后哦，很多种类的，不同的、不可思议的、奇奇怪怪的，你要问哪一种啊？有一些是住钉子，睡在钉床上面啊，那个大概我不是啦。有一些坐在夏天太阳下面，然后四周都放12对火很大的那个啊，那个大概我也不是啦。有一些没有穿衣服啦，然后用那个会那个擦身体啊，大概我也不是啦。现在讲都讲不完啦。如果任何的瑜伽教你们修看内在的光，跟佛菩萨沟通，还是听内在的声音，那个就跟我们一样。如果不是的话，就不一样。OK？
请问师父，每天打坐念经，是否真的可以清心抛掉烦恼？
真的，真的，真的，真的，我答应。我们同修可以答应你们，是不是啊，同修？
是是。念经又要念什么经呢？
你喜欢哪一个经你就念嘛，啊，这么简单，哪一本经你认为了不起啊，帮助你，你就念啊。不是念经是好，任何经如果你不了解那里面的内容啊，念什么经都没怎么好了。如果你了解的话，不用念也好。
请问师父，您的宗教和其他的宗教，例如基督教、回教，有什么不同？
我没有什么宗教了，那些所谓的宗教也不是宗教了，他们就是名师传下来的话，任何名师讲一模一样。你们不相信，你们回去把那个《葛兰经》和《圣经》读两遍，一遍读啊，有什么不同嘛？也许有一两句不同，或是有那个迷如不同啊，我也不能通通拿经典组来在这边比较给你们看啊。不过我所有经典都读过了，我没看到有什么不同的。当然境界有时候不一样，比方说耶稣基督圣经里面都讲啊 John 啊，他好像跑到第二的天堂上面去，他就听到上帝的声音啊，听到那个喇叭的声音啊。然后 Moses 他就听到上帝的声音，像打雷一样，有没有？哎啊，然后另外一个说像海潮音一样 ，many water， 哎 ，the sound of many water， 比如说听到上帝声音像海潮音一样。那我们普门品也有，观世音菩萨普门品里面也有说，有一些人也听到海潮音啊，啊梵音啊，梵音是说上帝的那种声音啊。我也讲不完呐、啊，不过各位也可以秦师傅的书回去看，里面我讲比较详细。我有时候比较很多，不能一下子这样子全部经典的无教都把它拿出来比较了，恐怕太多时间，而且我也不能一下子通通都记得。各位也可以自己回去研究嘛。就是因为古文啊有时候比较深，他们比较神话，所以我们看比较看不懂。比方说这样啊，我讲一个比如而已，孔子啊大学里面啊有一段啊，爱写什么定而能静，静而能安，安而能虑啊，哦，思虑后能得啦。比方说这样子，他讲这个样子而已啊，我们不晓得定是什么啊，静是什么啊，那什么就止而能安什么那个了哈。我是中文不怎么很好了，特别是那些很大的语我不懂，我不能讲，不过我会懂啊，我看着很明白啊。我一看着我根本不用全部都看，我知道他要讲什么，我全部也可以讲出来啊。等一下比较也跟他差不多，他意思说我们已经知道我们集中地方在哪里了，在哪里休息，意思说我们把全部的力量放在那里，他就做休息嘛，止啊啊，休息，我们已经知道在哪里要休息了，在哪里要集中思想了，集中思想以后我们会定了，入定了嘛，像释迦牟尼佛讲一样，入定了，入定了以后我们就会感觉到很安静了，安静以后我们就安心了，快乐了，以后我们就找到自己律的、是律的、智慧的意思了。 找到那个以后，我们什么要我们就得到，这么简单而已。我也许解释不好，不过你们了解的人就很简单，修观音法门一看就知道他要讲什么，教你们怎么修行，教那个徒弟那个时候怎么修而已。像我教徒弟差不多教这个样子啊，不过不是用语言讲而已，而且教他们在哪里定，在哪里休息，在哪里精精了以后都安心，安心让他们得到他们所要求的东西，得到里面的那种安心快乐，得到里面的智慧，那只有他们知道而已。不是我讲这样你们就定，不是我讲这样你们就精，不是不是啊，还有一种无形的力量啊，那种我的智慧啊，就帮你们开你们自己的智慧，然后你们自己会了解定，你们自己会了解经，你们自己会知道安，你们自己会知道思虑，你们自己会得，你们所得的东西啊，讲不出来给人家看啊，道可道，非常道，不过不能没有道的。所以老子在说什么呢？这个道啊，不是用眼睛啊，不过可以看得到，不用耳朵可以听得到，我没有语言，所以这样子叫他道，就这样子啦。他也讲不出来啊，我是谁能够讲呢？不过我们有德，我们所得的东西不是世界的人世界的语言可以讲得出来，不过面非不得的。不过我们的德的东西不是像我们世界想象那种德了。哎，这个很难哈。
请问师父，如果信了其他的宗教，可否在同时信您的法门？
当然了，你们不用改变自己的宗教啊，本来都一样，你们继续爱耶稣基督，去教堂念经，可以继续拜佛，继续崇拜他，因为他是很伟大，继续这个观音法门以后更了解他，更崇拜他而已，更爱耶稣基督，更知道耶稣基督讲什么。现在念念而已，念过滤过去，有时候他讲很深的事情我们不懂啊，都不懂老子讲什么，孔子讲什么，修观音法门了以后任何名师你都懂，耶稣、老子、穆罕默德、释迦牟尼佛，我答应你们啊，任何名师，任何过去未来的名师，你们都会懂他讲什么，你们会讲跟他一样的，你们不用看他的经，你们也讲跟他一样，到这种程度就会讲一样。然后你们也许从来没看过老子、孔子，也得到了修行了以后讲得跟他一样，然后偶然又碰到那个老子《道德经》或是孔子啊《中庸大学》，就又会吓了一跳，诶，他怎么讲跟我讲一样了？那个时候你们才知道宗教是真正的是什么，然后不用换什么宗教啊，我们爱任何的名师，爱任何的过去的来这里教我们的那种伟大的人物， OK， 嗯，不用换自己的宗教。
有一些教派，为什么他们也吃肉，他们也能够悟道？
吃肉是我有听到了，我就知道了。不过悟道我不知道，悟跟悟不一样哦，悟跟悟不一样。我是相信释迦牟尼佛的话。我是相信耶稣基督的话，所有世俗，因为释迦牟尼佛强调不能杀生，要是全书，这、就是啊我们佛教的戒律。耶稣基督也说不能杀生，圣经里面满满说不能杀生，肉不要吃，酒不要喝，圣经里面都有讲。那我跟着这两位最伟大的，我不敢吃肉。你们如果跟着谁，我不知道。
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved.Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, Care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
In the beginning was the word. 在开天地的时候是有这个声音，这个声音就是跟上帝同在，这个声音就是上帝，任何东西都是从这个声音造出来。那我们如果要认识上帝的话，我们要认识这个内在声音，这个是观音法门。OK， 观音法门就是上帝的法门，就是这样而已，不是两样的。
请问师父，无上师所修的观音法门与其他的法门，例如他说这个法门是大悲咒，他说和大悲咒有何不同？
这个应该问我们的同修啊。刚好我告诉你们一个事实的故事，刚好是不是你跟我讲，我还没有来这边以前啊，我有四个在家的弟子在那边呢、啊、管那个事情嘛，然后我叫他们进来我们聊天呢、啊、因为有什么时间呢、啊、如果不累的话我当然会跟徒弟聊天呢、啊、给他们东西吃啊喝茶这样子而已了。然后他们就告诉我一个事情，说师父啊，哇你真的很厉害，教这个很厉害。我说这为什么呢？他说那一天啊，他去一些境界的时候，碰到一些阿修罗的众生攻击他，意思说着魔的意思啊，魔会来攻击啊。因为我们进去另外一种境界，不是这个世界的时候，就有另外一种众生，有时候他们会捣蛋呐、啊，来吵我们。然后他习惯以前念阿弥陀佛嘛，念阿弥陀佛念了一会都没用啊，都被他们攻击。等一下他做师父所叫他的那个法门，马上那些走掉了，是吗？那个师姐是吗？在哪里？在不在？在外面哈。跟另外一个很像你那个，不过另外三个人跟着他家一起，有没有在这边？对，他是不是这样这么说？是吗？好，现在有证人了。我是不会诽谤阿弥陀佛的啦，我是总念佛长大的。就是他就是一位医生的太太，他。你也是医生吗？护士，他是护士，他先生是医生，他先生也跟师父学，他先生目前不在了，去大陆去学医生的一点东西，研究一点。我常常他在这边，因为他们两个修行境界不小哦，会跟魔打架，不过打的时候都打输了，就念阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛就不敢来，或是他太忙了，然后就念师父所教的观音法门，马上魔就跑掉，不用打了。他跑了、哎、所以这个是可以证明了哈。师父让你们自己判断，我是这种体验我没有，是他有的。刚好你问我就跟你讲，是吗？ OK OK、哎、大悲咒哈，大悲咒的话昨天我也有经验。昨天我有一个徒弟，他在机场那边建筑了，做工作了，他是建筑师了，然后他去借师父嘛，他也在机场里面工作，不过顺便接师父，因为他也可以进去比较方便啊。然后他在那边跟师父讲啊，我说哎呀你现在怎么在机场里面工作呢？他说哎我在这边还工作还没做完呢、啊、哎还有几个月才做完呢、啊。我说以后呢你会不会在机场里面工作呢？他说哎呀不要了，我要做自己工作。我说为什么呢？他也好像建好几个在香港很大的楼的，不是机场而已。然后我说为什么要自己做自己工作呢？比较不安全啊，有一个工厂自己工作比较舒服啊，不用负担那么多，不当老板负担很多。他说、哎、太无聊了，太无聊。我说为什么无聊？你不是建筑师吗？他说太无聊，我们修观音法门以后就好像这个太小了一点了，好像不够给我发展了自己的才华了，我有太多意见，很多事情要做，每天做一样的工作都规规矩矩的，哎呦不够啊。以前那每天这样照样他不感觉到无聊，现在感觉到无聊。哎，他就问我师父有没有什么法门呢，能够比较让我下来了一点呢，就不会那么无聊。我说有啊，我说你回去念大悲咒，每天108遍，然后买一个木鱼，买一个眼镜在那边哒哒哒的，这样子就可以过日很快。那如果你们不想感觉到世界无聊的话，那修那个大悲咒一定有效。如果想知道世界无聊在哪一个地方的话，那修观音法门更发展一点。
师父，你的观音法门是佛教的一个派系吗？他想请师父解释一下，这个佛教的关系是不是佛教的一个派系？
释迦牟尼佛本来叫观音法门，你们看那个楞严经就知道，释迦牟尼佛说我是修观音法门而成佛的，观世音菩萨修观音法门而成道的，文殊师利菩萨修观音法门才得到他的国位， 任何十方善士佛都要修观音法门才得到的，所以不要问我那个是派啊气啊众啊什么了，我没什么众，没什么派，没什么宗教的，我就是修观音法门解脱成佛这样而已。 OK，
请问师父，比我们更先进的灵修星球，那里不要食物怎么生存？没有东西吃，那里种东西也不能够长大的，这样的一个星球，那里怎么样生活？
那种星球怎么生活？是不是？
对
啊，他们有别的办法，一说他们上面那个地啊不怎么很肥沃，有毒，因为以前跟别的星球打仗，然后破坏那个地的那个肥沃了呢，还要变成毒了。哇，他们可以住在地下啊，住地下室啊，就不住在上面啊。所以有时候我们就送我们的华舰上去看看，有一些星球好像没人住，那躲起来啊。他们用科学的方面种他们的东西啊，也可以再生，用再生的方法，意思自己轮流自己用，水一直在用，一直在用，空气一直在排，一直在用，一直在净化，一直在用。他们这个器具的方面比我们文明，他们这个情况就比较比我们没有那么幸运而已。OK， 有一些星球就比较干枯啊，气候不好，他们生活比较辛苦，不过他们机器很发达，有一些方面比我们文明多多得很。
Master, I would like to get initiated, but I'm afraid that I might not have the determination to follow the precepts. In such a case, is it advisable to be initiated?
It just says your honesty and your humility make you think this way. I also appreciate it. But we human are weak. Yeah, sometimes. We say, the will is strong, but the flesh is weak. God is not a very stern person who sit there and always accuse you for every now and again fall back. But it is sometimes God also let us have a free will to make mistake, and then to learn from the mistake, to be stronger from the mistake. Therefore, do not fear. Everything we do, we can never be sure how we will do it in the future anyhow. We can never be sure whether we die tomorrow or not. So I cannot assure you whether you will keep the precept or not, because I don't know if you die before you keep the whole precept or after that. So just try your best and have confidence in God's blessing, because if we truly try our best, then God has to also try His best to help us. We are all human, understand? Have faith in God and everything will be okay. Yes, do your best and have faith in God. That's all I can say to you. Anything else, we can never be sure. Sometimes the temptation of the world, sometimes our weakness, sometimes our strong influence from the past, karma, and everything else. In this world, it's very difficult to keep the precepts, to be pure vegetarian. I know it. But if I can do it, you can. I have made an example for you. I didn't tell you to do the things I cannot do. So if I can, I believe you can. And you're bigger than me, stronger than me, you can do even better.
Master, now we have erased our past karma and get enlightenment. Which button to press?
Which button? Oh, I'll show you. I'll show you at the time of initiation. It is somewhere here, yeah. But it's not to use a finger or force. We have to know, but know without knowing. Know in the knowledge of God. Do without doing. I do, but not I, but the Father that dwells in me that do it. That is the time we press the button. It's God who presses. Therefore, it's not a technique, you understand? It is God's blessing. Yeah. And we get that through initiation. We contact God and let God take care of us from now on. But God is who? It's our own great self. And we find that again at the time of initiation, and we continue to discover who we are. Yeah? And then we know how to press the button, okay?
Can I come up to you and get blessing from you?
sure, if that's your wish. Yeah, come. You're Indian by birth, yeah? Or by nationality? Come up. Oh, why you need my blessing? What for? Do you believe I can bless you? It is the Father in you that bless you, yeah? Maybe through me, but, okay? The button is somewhere here, okay? yeah, a flower for you. This can be dry and kept, all right? I'll see you later.
What does the Kuan Yin method consist of?
Okay, the Kuan Yin method consists of several parts, yeah? Maybe four parts, you can say. The first, you have to find a competent person who can transmit the non-transmittable power to you. And the second, after that, you can rely on the already transmitted invisible power, but visible to your invisible self. You can hear some kind of God's word so spoken in the Bible, like in the beginning was the Word was with God and the Word was God, etc. Yeah? And that word is similar to our music, but it's sweeter and it's incredibly beneficial because the more you hear that, you become wiser. You know who you are. You know your wisdom. And you can know many other things that I cannot name here. Whatever you name, you will know it. But it takes practice. And that is called listening to the inner, heavenly, God's word or the sound. In the Bible, it's also recorded that God spoke like the sound of thunder. Yeah, His voice like the sound of thunder, like the sound of many water. That you can also hear with the Kuan Yin method. Yeah? Maybe you have heard about it already, but since you asked, I tell you. And then another part is you will see the light of God. The light is when God appeared to Moses, like a big flame, and it's bigger than the flame. It's just in ancient time people don't have enough words to describe it, but it's greater than 1,000 suns put together. This is God light. And God's voice is sweeter than any music that you can find in any word. So that is approximately what Kuan Yin method. Yeah? And apart from that, you have invisible blessing from all the masters in the Ten Directions. In other words, from God directly, from your own God self, your great soul. And then from then on you proceed. Okay? Is that okay? Is that enough? Yeah? Okay.
Those who kill animals that have feelings, for example dogs, to eat, what happens to such cruel people who kill the animals and the innocent animals?
Well, the one who kills are the one who lose. And the one who are killed are the one who gain. So we should pity the killer, not the killed. Actually, the killed will be lessened in bad karma and we progress higher in the evolution. And the one who kills actually kills himself or kills a part of himself, retards some of his evolutionary progress. So sometimes we see the victim and the killer and we always pity the victim. But actually the killer is the one who should be pitied. He doesn't know what he's gotten into. He doesn't know that he harms himself. And those animals who are killed, of course, receive the same treatment, the same justice from the law of karma, the law of cause and retribution. Means whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever we do, we get the consequence of our actions. That is the law of karma. Karma is the Indian Sanskrit word for cause and retribution.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
热情的观众，感谢你爱心收睇今日的智慧之语节目。焦点新闻后将播出艺术与灵性节目，请继续锁定无上师电视台。愿上天永远保佑地球，希望所有人觉醒，
发挥与身俱来的爱心。
Warm-hearted viewers, thank you for your loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Our journey through aesthetic realms is up next after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless our planet evermore, and may all of humanity awaken to our inherent loving nature.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.